The king stood. "A cask from the cellars. I'll see him drowned in it." Sansa heard herself gasp. "No, you can't." Joffrey turned his head. "What did you say?" Sansa could not believe she had spoken. Was she mad? To tell him no, in front of half the court? She hadn't meant to say anything, only Ser Dantos was drunken and silly and useless, but he meant no harm. "Did you say I can't? Did you?" "Please," Sansa said, "I only meant it would be ill luck, your grace, to kill a man on your name day."
"You're lying," Joffrey said. "I ought to drown you with him, if you care for him so much."
"I don't care for him, your grace." The words tumbled out desperately. "Drown him or have his head off, only kill him on the morrow, if you like, but please, not today, not on your name day. I couldn't bear for you to have ill luck. Terrible luck, even for kings. The singers all say so."
Joffrey scowled. He knew she was lying. She could see it. He would make her bleed for this.
"The girl speaks truly," the hound rasped. "What a man sows on his name day, he reaps throughout the year."
His voice was flat, as if he did not care a whit whether the king believed him or no. Could it be true? Sansa had not known. It was just something she'd said, desperate to avoid punishment.